for the LGBTQI+ community. The marriage equality campaign in 2017 was a huge success. But when it comes to funding, a new report shows community groups aren't doing so well. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
An analysis of federal funding for LGBTQ+ groups show only two projects were funded last year. The report produced by community organizations Our Community and The Channel found LGBTQ+ groups don't get enough support for their projects. Executive Director of The Channel, Georgia Matthews, says the work of these groups are not reflected in these grants.
Through the work of The Channel, we really recognized that there are a lot of amazing LGBTQ+ community groups doing fantastic work, you know, working towards achieving equality for our community. But the number of and caliber of funding applications that we were receiving for our grant rounds really betrayed the fact that there's a real lack of capacity for fundraising within the LGBTQ+ community sector.
And the report is the first of its kind in Australia.
We got together with our community to basically get a fairly comprehensive snapshot of the state of LGBTQ+ funding in Australia, which a look at that particular area has never really been done in Australia. There's certain reporting requirements that just don't exist around funders needing to say exactly where their dollars land. And so we really found that we didn't have enough of a comprehensive understanding of why groups were so under-resourced and therefore not fundraising for themselves adequately.
Last year, only 0.07% of all the grants at a federal level were approved for LGBTQ+ causes. State and local governments provide better funding, but it's not enough. Ms. Matthews says LGBTQ+ issues aren't well understood by governments and the private sector.
The first one is really about the politicisation of LGBTQ+ community issues. There's been a long and well-documented history of the marginalisation of LGBTQ+ community issues. And I think as a result of that, they're still often seen as less legitimate or in need of support as more mainstream issues. We also know that, as with other sectors, you know, the decision makers in government and also the private sector who are really dictating where the flow of dollars goes are not always particularly sympathetic to LGBTQ+ community needs or have a very good understanding of the issues that they face.
Some of the issues the community face overlap with wider society, like homelessness and mental health problems, especially in rural and regional areas. But an issue the LGBTQ+ community alone faces is conversion therapy.
And potentially most importantly, there are still some really key policy reforms that need to take place in Australia. You know, we can't achieve true equality when things like conversion therapy are still legal in most states and, discrimination against students and teachers at religious schools is still sanctioned. So there's some great advocacy organisations like Equality Australia, which are a new kind of kid on the block, and the right lobbies that are working really hard to address those legislative discriminatory issues.
But not all is bad news. Ms. Matthews says the channel will support these projects.
With the combination of the grant rounds and Give Out Day, I would say we'd be looking at directly, at least touching about 60 LGBTQ+ community charities. So we'll probably have about 50 participants in Give Out Day that we're supporting to do peer-to-peer fundraising for themselves. And then with our three grant rounds, we'd probably be looking at giving 4 or 5 grants that way.